From the KBIA Newsroom in Columbia, I'm Lydia Burt. The University of Missouri Board of Curators discussed problems and goals of distance learning and collaboration among campuses at a meeting on Friday morning at the Columbia campus. UM System President Moon Choi wants to increase the number of online courses and programs offered. The Board of Curators says more online classes are necessary for student flexibility. Curator David Steelman says the four campuses need to find a way to use distance learning so students can graduate on time.
As we're talking about our relationship with the legislature, with their sources of funding, I don't see why they take us seriously if we can't use modern technology the way business can.
The Board of Curators Task Force will work on solving problems and removing boundaries from online courses among the four campuses. A school district in the St. Louis area is asking the community to help pay off student meal debt for families who can't afford daily lunches for their children. More than 2,100 students in the Francis Howell School District collectively owe nearly $19,000 in their school lunch accounts. The district has asked community members to pitch in to a dedicated lunch debt fund. Schools are trying to avoid lunch-shaming students whose families haven't replenished their lunch accounts and to prevent lunch debt from using up district money. Tim Davis, director of food service for the Jefferson School District, says no kid should ever be denied a meal because of a parent's lack of ability to pay. Some state lawmakers want to impose a work requirement on able-bodied Missouri residents receiving food stamps. The Missouri Department of Social Services currently applies to the federal government for a waiver that exempts Missouri residents from having to prove they're working in order to receive support from the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP. Without a waiver, a federal work requirement would be set. This requirement would only be imposed on able-bodied adults without dependents. Children, senior citizens, and people with disabilities, who make up two-thirds of Missouri residents on food stamps, would not have to comply with the work requirement, according to the Columbia Missourian. The bill is set to be heard on the House floor. Black business owners from across Missouri shook hundreds of hands on Saturday at Columbia College during the first ever Columbia College Black Business Expo. The expo showcased 19 businesses representing industries ranging from baked goods to candle making to social justice-themed art. According to the Columbia Missourian, some 300 people filtered through Dorsey Hall as business owners chatted with new customers and longtime friends alike about their wares. Michael Lewis, the assistant director of evening campus admissions at Columbia College, said the gathering was aimed to display the ingenuity and the toughness of African-American people. Lewis hopes to make the expo, hatched by the college's Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Committee last summer, an annual event. The Facebook page for the event was peppered with requests from other business owners to participate or register for next year's expo. The response was reassuring for organizers. I'm Lydia Burt, KBIA News, Columbia.